You've tuned in to Naturopathy Earth Radio in occult health news, where you get the latest on medical cover-ups, government malfeasance, toxins being put in our food and home, as well as sound, clean eating principles. We are here to cast a light on what the big sick care industry and its government shills don't want you to know. Don't be a slave to Big Pharma. Break free of shackles of Big Food and start your journey now on a long, purposeful life. Become a citizen of Naturopathy Earth. Here's your host, A. Gregory Luna.
Hello, everybody. This is A. Gregory Luna. Of course, you can call me Gregory. Welcome back to another episode of Naturopathy Earth Radio and Occult Health News. I hope you're doing splendid today. Before we start talking about acai bowls versus yogurt bowls, please visit my website. It's naturopathicearth.com. Or if it's easier, just type in MPE Radio and it'll pop up. It's naturopathicearth.com. That's the website that Kate and I, two teachers, created a year and a half ago. And it's full of clean eating, clean living, articles exposing toxins and so forth that we're exposed to day in and day out. So check it out. My Instagram and my Twitter feeds are connected to it. And it's just a very beautiful site. And Kate designed it. And I would recommend that you go to it. If you go there, you can see that there is a link to our crowdfunding account through Patreon. If you click on that link, we would appreciate it if you can donate anywhere from $1 to $5 to $10 a month to help defray the cost of this podcast and the website. Also, I'm a paleo-inspired health coach. If any of you are in the need to clean up your diet or just want to lose weight or maintain some weight loss that you've done, please contact me because, as most of you know, I've lost a lot of weight and kept it off for longer than the lives of many people on this earth. So I might be able to help you with that. And lastly, I am a published author, according to Amazon Kindle, My Confessions of an Obese Child book, which is, I think, about 200 pages on the Kindle format, but it is a quick read, is available there for $2.99. Please purchase that to help fund our enterprise and post a review. All right, let's talk about some bowls. All right, so acai bowls are pretty popular nowadays, especially if you're going to coffee shops or even places that specialize in acai bowls. And they're kind of deemed as being very healthy for you and being very nutrient dense. And so I wanted to do an episode on acai bowls because, again, it's like with Halo Top ice cream. There's always pros and cons, and there needs to be more of a nuanced conversation about any new quote-unquote fad that has been on the market the last few years. And so I wanted to do an episode on talking about the pros and cons of the acai bowls and kind of juxtaposing them to the more conventional Greek yogurt bowls. So if you're not familiar with acai bowls, acai is a type of berry, and it pretty much comes from the Amazon. And it was only a few years ago that these berries really got the attention of the Western world, in particular people into clean eating and holistic stuff. And what happened, there were some California businessmen who discovered this for the Western market and started branding it acai as a type of superfood, as a food that needed to be eaten. And they kind of took advantage of the fact that it was from the Amazon. You know, there's a sort of mystique involved with the Amazon, and to say that there had been tribes eating these super mysterious berries for years. And look, here's the benefit of the acai berry. It is loaded with antioxidants. It's roughly the equivalent, 10 times more antioxidants than the more generic kind of blasé blueberries. And if you know anything about me, you know I love the blueberries. Blueberries are awesome. But they are chock full of antioxidants. So why are antioxidants important? They help reduce inflammation in the body. There is a scale called the ORAC scale that we use, which measures the amount of antioxidants in certain foods or spices that we eat. And acai is up there with along with certain spices. And so it is good. The acai is good for that purpose or that reason. If you want to increase your chances of perhaps not getting cancer later on, and just the overall benefit of lowering the free radical damage that is occurring to our body every second of the day. So acai berries are great in that regard. The problem, and there's always a problem, the problem with acai berries and acai bowls in particular is that acai is not something that could be grown in America. Okay, you're not going to find these in your farmer's market, for example. And so they have to be shipped in from the Amazon. And typically to prepare them, they come in some sort of powdered form or some desiccated dried form, and then you mix it in. And if you look at a lot of acai bowl recipes, they'll tell you to mix in the powder with juice, with apple juice or some sort of juice, and maybe with a milk, sometimes with an almond milk or something like that. And that's what needs to be done, because it's very hard to find the acai berries, I would say, unspoiled or unvitiated in that form. Now, sometimes you can find frozen acai berries at your Whole Foods or some of these places, but lots of times they've been mixed in with sugar to preserve it. So you need to find, if you're really into acai bowls, acai berries and all this, to find those that just have acai as the only recipe and that there's not any added sugar or anything like that added to it. So the actual acai berry is great for you. Now, you'll find claims that it can reduce cholesterol and be an anti-aging agent and help with weight loss. And a lot of these are not substantiated, of course, like with a lot of things that you see on the internet. We like to connect all these new things in the zeitgeist to these wonder cures and wonder remedies. But what I would say is acai is a great berry. Now, the issue that I have is the way that acai is sold, marketed, made in America is through acai bowls. Now, acai bowls, if you're not familiar with them, look like yogurt bowls, but there's no dairy in it. There's no Greek yogurt. Its main base is going to be the acai powder mixed in with something, and they whip it up. And if any of you, of course, have been on something like Instagram, you know, Instagram has, if you go to food porn or any like eat clean hashtags, you'll see really pretty pictures of acai bowls. And acai bowls look healthy. They look healthy, especially when they line up the bananas or the nuts on top or the blueberries. They line them up in columns, right? And you mix them all up. And they can look quite beautiful. But the big problem with the acai bowls is, of course, the sugar. Because as I mentioned, a lot of these acai berry formulas that you get on Amazon, for example, they need you to mix it with juice. So you're looking at all the sugar that you're getting from there. Also, you're looking at the sugar that's coming from the acai berry. Now, acai berries are great, just like blueberries, in that if you eat them in their natural form, they're going to come with a lot of fiber. And we know fiber is great for digestive health and keeping your weight down. But one of the reasons that fiber is great, and this is one of the reasons why you should always eat fruit over the juice of the fruit, is that it slows down the insulin spike that comes from eating a lot of sugar. If you're eating a lot of sugar without the pulp of a fruit, let's say apple juice, your sugar, you know, just skyrockets up, and then your insulin rates will skyrocket up. But when you eat food with fiber in it, it allows for the slow release of sugar, and so the body can better equip to handle that and the insulin response. So if you look at a typical acai bowl recipe, you're looking at bananas on top, you're looking at berries on top, you're looking at honey on top, and you're looking perhaps at granola on top. This is all sugar. Granola, you know, in the pure oats form, is relatively healthy, but it is laden with sugar. So if you combine the banana, the granola, the berries you're putting on top, blueberries or strawberries, the honey you're drizzling in, the fruit juice that's in the base, you are looking anywhere from an estimate to 50 to 60 grams of sugar in one acai bowl. And that is more than the daily recommended amount of sugar that we ingest. It's about 10% of your total calories from women should be from sugar. So yes, the acai is a super fruit and a super berry, but the way we prepare it in America is problematic. It's very problematic. So that needs to be taken into account when we are talking about the health benefit or the super antioxidant power, vitamin C power, resistant starch power of acai. So what can we do to make the acai bowl more palatable and for, let's say, diabetics or people who want to limit their sugar? Well, there's some things that we can do, and we're going to talk about it after this quickie break. Okay, so let's talk about ways we can reduce the amount of sugar that's in your acai bowl. First of all, I would not go to like Jamba Juice or one of these places that have acai bowls because, of course, you know it is a big business conglomerate. They're going to be using even more sugar. So the estimates for the Jamba Juice ones, about 90 grams of sugar. So going back to your pumpkin spice latte, I mean, it's not nearly as much as that, but it's almost like drinking a Fanta. Yeah, but yes, you're getting the superfood antioxidants of the acai berries and the blueberries and all that, but still 91 grams, not to mention how it's corroding your enamel of your teeth. So first of all, make it at home, buy an acai berry concoction, either frozen or powdered, that doesn't ask you to mix in juice. So you can mix in water per se, and then you're going to add the flavor later on elsewhere. Or maybe you can mix it in with coconut milk, full fat coconut milk. And then look at the toppings. So instead of doing granola and the berries and a banana and honey, let's do pumpkin seeds. Pumpkin seeds are very beautiful to have on the top. We could do chia seeds, of course. Chia seeds are going to be adding, 5 grams of fiber and 2 tablespoons. It just has so much fiber and so much monounsaturated fats. It's so great for you. If you want to do bananas, do unripened bananas, because we know unripened bananas are a great source of prebiotics, and they also have a quarter of the amount of sugar than a ripened banana does. So even though those green ones are very kind of stretchy and don't have the great taste, you're going to go 6 grams of sugar compared to 24 grams of sugar. So that's another option you can do. The blueberries on top, I mean, you could go to blackberries if you wanted to lower the sugar, but that's not really problematic. So the big thing would be to put more nuts on the top. That's not granola. So let's do more nuts, pumpkin seeds, even coconut shavings would be fine. And then substitute the acai mixture instead of juice. Mix it with an unflavored coconut milk, because the flavored coconut milk or the flavored almond or soy milk, of course, are going to have added sugar because they would taste disgusting without them. And we know what unflavored coconut milk and soy milk and hemp milk taste like. Unflavored, they're not that great to drink by themselves, but they're good to put in smoothie mixes and acai mixes because you're going to be putting other fruits and sugars to taste it up. So use an unflavored milk or a juice to mix in with your acai. All right, let's finish up. Okay, so the takeaways on the acai is that it is a very nutrient-dense fruit, and acai bowls are great to have here and there if you're going to some fruity, posh breakfast place, for sure. But to eat daily or often, you're just ingesting way too much sugar. So I mentioned some ways that you can reduce the amount of sugar if you want to continue to eat the acai bowls. So let's go to the venerable question. Which is better for you, Greek yogurt bowls or standard yogurt bowls or acai? Now, I have a recipe for a Greek yogurt bowl that I did very early on in the creation of this website, probably within the first month. I am a firm proponent of yogurt bowls. And if any of you can guess why this is, let's see if you can guess in the next 5 seconds. All right. So the main reason is Greek yogurt, of course, is probiotic. It's probiotic. So if you look at an acai bowl, it's got the honey, it's got the granola, it's got the fruit, it's got the fruit mixture, it's got the acai. What are you missing there? You're missing any really good sources of fat, and you're missing good sources of protein. Whereas if you do a yogurt bowl or let's say a smoothie, and if you use yogurt in it, you're getting a lot more fat. So if you look at a typical yogurt bowl, especially like my type of recipe, we're going to be using Greek yogurt, full fat. And I want to add full fat, unflavored. Don't buy the vanilla, blueberry, unflavored, full fat. Then what you're adding to it is you can add your blueberries or your blackberries or whatever, unripened bananas if you want. Then you're going to be adding the nuts, the pumpkin seeds, the chia seeds. If you want to drizzle in some honey, some raw honey, that's fine as well. If you want to mix in a dollop of peanut butter and mix it through, That's great as well. So, but look at the fat that you're getting. You're going to be getting a lot of fat from the peanut or almond butter. You're going to be getting fat from the Greek yogurt. And this balances out the bowl and makes it more satiating and more nutrient dense. So yes, you're not getting the 10 times the amount of antioxidants by doing a yogurt bowl and using blackberries or raspberries or blueberries than you would by doing a pure acai bowl. But what are you gaining? You're gaining the probiotic live cultures from the Greek yogurt, and you're gaining the fat that you'd be getting from making a yogurt bowl by using the peanut butter. And even if you're not using peanut butter, just the full fat yogurt and the seeds and the nuts, they themselves by themselves are going to be giving you a lot of fat and protein. And of course, you can mix in some protein powders. You can throw in some cocoa nibs or dark chocolate pieces if you want to add more fiber and you want to add more fat to it. You can by all means do that. Now, some of you are lactose intolerant or maybe casein sensitive. I would say that Greek yogurt as a whole is not very high in lactose, and that's why a lot of lactose intolerant people can handle Greek yogurt. So as a whole, I would say choose Greek yogurt bowls. None. Let's not go Yoplait or Danone or any of those. Greek yogurt based on full fat, unflavored Greek yogurt. I would definitely choose that over the acai bowls. And it's unfortunate that when you go to these pitaya bowl, acai bowl, trendy breakfast bowl places, that they typically don't offer a yogurt bowl alternative. They offer just the straight acai bowls. And so you're just looking for a big sugar spike, and you're going to have a sugar spike and a sugar crash, and it's just honestly not worth it to get the benefits of the acai. So yes, can you do like a mixture, a syncretic mixture of the best of the acai with the best of the yogurt bowl? By all means, of course. You can buy acai powder or the frozen acai berries and mix them into your yogurt bowl. That way you're getting the super antioxidant punch of the acai, plus you're getting all the benefits of the fat and the probiotic nature of your yogurt. And then you can top that bowl with the more fatty things like the nuts and the pumpkin seeds and the coconut shavings and the low sugar fruits like the unripened bananas and the berries. So really that is the best of both worlds. You're looking at a compromise, a syncretism of the two worlds. So yes, we can divide or mix the dividing line, the divisiveness between the acai people and the yogurt people by just merging the two together. So just merge the two together and let me know how it tastes and how it goes. All right, guys, that's all I have to say. As always, please, 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 please me, like the Beatles song. Hit the subscribe button on your phone right now to subscribe to this and have all these episodes sent directly to your phone so you get them right when they come out. And as always, post a review for MP Radio and the Cold Health News. For Kate's Essential Oil Apothecary, which is my sister podcast that Kate's done in the past. She hasn't done an episode recently, but it is still alive and kicking. And Confessions of an Obese Child, my podcast. All right, guys, until next time, take care. God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to NPE Radio and Occult Health News. Visit our website at naturopathicearth.com. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Occult Health News and at our Facebook page at Naturopathy Earth. Please consider a donation at patreon.com/naturopathicearth. Consider subscribing to our podcast. And as always, please post an honest review on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to this. And remember the core belief at NPE. Let food be thy medicine. Let nature be thy healer. Until next time. Music attributed to Nine Inch Nails.